Unit 13. Farms Without Fields. Reading. A new type of farmer has no fields, no agricultural machinery, and no worries about changes in the weather. These farmers have no soil and no need for sunshine. These new farmers may be the beginning of a revolution. The farm where Dan Albert, who lives in cloudy, rainy Seattle, grows his crops, is in his garage. He cultivates small green vegetables like radishes and arugula. They grow in vertically stacked trays that slowly rotate. In the limited space in his garage, he grows them with hydroponics, a method that enables the plant's roots to sit in water filled with nutrients,instead of in soil. And in place of sunlight, he depends on LED lighting. Within 2 weeks, his crops go from seeds to harvest and go directly to restaurants, farmers markets, and local groceries. This alternative to soil-based farming is also being used on a larger scale in empty warehouses and disused factories,as a new way to produce food. Large-scale, vertical farms use control software to pump regular amounts of water and nutrients to the crops and to control lighting. By using power in the off-peak hours at night, electricity rates are lower. Because crops are grown inside a building instead of in an open field,there is less need for pesticides and chemicals that kill weeds. Other major advantages are avoiding weather damage and extremes in temperature. Software can handle the daily care of the crops. The farmer can check his farms remotely, adjust the water supply, and change the lighting. All that can be done with a simple smartphone.